This is the Closing Market Podcast on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. We're on the phone with Bill Moore of Price Futures Group. Bill, what do we see going on in the grain and livestock markets to end off this week?
Well, the market has rallied back, and it had a pretty good correction day yesterday. Pretty disappointing action in the beans. If you look at the chart of May beans, they were up at 12.15 at one time and closed lower under 12. And looked like they're going to have a pretty good break today, and they did get down early. They were down early 12 cents, but they couldn't extend the break, and now they're steady on the day. So kind of a nice recovery. Corn the same way. Corn at one time was down a couple cents. Now it's up 2 cents. Wheat is steady on the day after being down 10 or 11 cents. Actually, wheat's got down four. A little bit off its lows. It's the weakest of the group. So I'd say overall it's a corrective action in, this week in the beans. If you look at a chart of like July beans, they rallied 80, 90 cents off the lows, and they have corrected about 30 cents in the last couple of days, to be expected. It's probably hastened by a little rain forecast in Brazil. The same with corn. July corn at one time was up. The chart here. July corn is up and almost about 4.55. It's corrected about a dime. So you'd expect that after a 30-cent rally in corn. Going forward, there's a lot of things to look at. One would be the government report that comes out. The all-important report comes out on March 28th. That's a Thursday, the last trading day of the month. Quarterly stocks and planning intentions. That's a big report. Next week will be 8 days away from the report. The market's going to start evening up next week into the report the following week. The weather, always a key in the grains. Probably the wetness, the rain forecast for South America this weekend helped the market break early, although it has come back. But overall, you're looking at maybe the warmest February we've ever had in the Midwest and about the fifth or sixth driest. That's going back 130 years on weather for keeping stats. So that's something to deal with. It's only early mid-March. Seeds are still in the bag, but should that continue, that's very favorable to the upside. And another thing is the price level. Corn's not at $6. It's not at $5. It's coming off the $4 mark. Plenty cheap. Corn has broken $2 in the last 6 months. Beans have broken $3. They've dialed in a lot of bad news. You know, big stocks, slack demand. There's a reason we're down here at these levels at 4.50 in July corn and beans in the bean market, just over 12 bucks, not 15. And that's because the bearish news has taken us down there. At the same time, it's been factored into the price. So that's something to keep in mind. I think we're plenty cheap already, and I think that's why the markets had good reaction today to the down from yesterday. Acres are going to be down in corn. That's something to deal with. 2, 3, maybe 4 million less acres. That's something to consider. And finally, the exports are pretty slack in beans, but the corn are 30% over last year. That's very positive. So, my mind, I think we're cheap enough, and I think that's why the markets come back from yesterday's break. We'll see how we close up here in the next 10 minutes. But I think the market favors the upside, particularly in corn, because of the price level, because of the export level, because of the less acreage, and because of the extremely dry winter, warm and dry winter we had, maybe extrapolating into the spring and summer. Livestock-wise, hog market having a nice day, up $1.70. Looks like the correction in hogs has run its course. Hogs don't have the fundamentals cattle have. Supplies are a little heavier than the cattle, but they got cheap enough in the hogs with about a $6 break off the highs. And now the market with a comebacker today after getting down to 83.50s around 80. The April contract today is trading at 86, about a $3 rally from the lows of the week. I think the market, The action tells us that we just had a correction in the market that snapped back from this correction, particularly today. It was a nice up day, and we're only a couple bucks off the highs. Eastern demand coming at the end of this month, I will think will bring hog market hog prices up to the highs, last summer's highs, by the end of March. The cattle market, it's a tough on the figure. Cattle is up today just slightly. You look at the chart of April cattle, it's a real head scratcher. Just a couple of days ago, the market bolted up to the top end of the 3-inch range, had the highest close it's had going all the way back to early November of last year. But no follow through yesterday. The market peaked its head a little higher in the day and then got slammed. Lost over $2 all the way down to the bottom, middle to the bottom end of the trading range. So once again, cattle cannot escape this range. It's been in between, to say, 190 and 186, 187. It's been there for 6 weeks. The good news is that it's consolidating right off the highs. My bet, when it comes out of these consolidation areas, it usually makes a big move one way or the other. My guess is it will come out of this area on the upside because of the decent demand in the Easter and tightest supplies we've had in years.
Lots of great information today, Bill. For those of our listeners who'd like to get in touch, learn more, and even check out your newsletter, how can they do that?
630-947-5176. WMorePriceGroup.com. Check out my newsletter, Agmaster. www.pricegroup.com, the company website. Look at the bios of Jack Scovo, myself. We've both been here a long time. We'd love to help you out.
That again was Bill Moore of Price Futures Group. We'll go ahead and take a look at the closing market prices. May corn up 4.5 at 438.25. May soybeans up 3.25 at 1198.5. May soybean meal down 310 at 334.30. May soybean oil up 114 at 49.53. Chicago wheat down 3 even at 529.25. Minneapolis spring wheat down 7.75 at 647.5. Kansas City hard red wheat down 7 even at 567.75. May oats down 5.5 at 366 even. On the Merc, April live cattle up 22 at 187.17. March feeders up 162 at 249.10. April lean hogs up $1.77 at 86.80. April pork cutout up 55 at 93.15. And March Class 3 milk down 3 cents at 16.44. And that's been a check of the closing market prices. Thanks again to Bill Moore of Price Futures Group for joining us today here on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, where Iowa Ag matters. I'm Riley Smith.